businessman Donald Trump.
Donald Trump will once again be the center of attention as Republicans hold their second debate.
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Trump has expanded his lead in public opinion polls since the first debate last month, and he continues to make bold promises.
We will have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning. Believe me, I agree. You'll never get bored with winning. We never get bored.
Trump could face more criticism this time from his rivals, including another political outsider who's doing well in the polls, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson.
If I listen to all the people throughout my life who said, this has never been done before, this cannot be done, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Former business executive Carly Fiorina will join the Republican debate field this time, another newcomer making headway at the expense of more experienced candidates like former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Bush has been attacking Trump, but also pushing a new blueprint for the economy.
My plan for the entire economy will create a true revival of the private sector and 19 million new jobs.
Several of Trump's rivals hope to share the limelight in this next debate, including Texas Senator Ted Cruz, a leading opponent of the nuclear deal with Iran.
This Iranian nuclear deal is catastrophic. It is the single greatest national security threat facing America.
Trump's rivals will be looking for ways to attack him without alienating his supporters, says analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
We're at the point now where voters simply want to express frustration and anger and disappointment with the direction of the country, Republican voters' frustration with the president, and so they're looking for someone who gives them voice, and Donald Trump certainly does that.
The debates also provide candidates an opportunity to connect with voters, says Republican analyst Scott Faulkner.
And thinking on their feet is going to be an interesting moment, because right now they're all pretty much still just mouthing talking points and staying in their individual campaign bubbles.
Hillary Clinton and her Democratic challengers will hold their first debate next month. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.